人的微笑是你的。
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Ohinwo, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Ohinwo, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. But before I get started, for all you artists out there that are wanting to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelcnc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelcnc.com.
My highlighted artist for this evening is a Tony Award winner and Grammy-nominated Melba Moore. So I want to bring you over into my world and take you on a journey into the life and times of Miss Melba Moore. This Grammy-nominated and Tony Award-winning singer an actress has been in the industry for years. Melba Moore was born in New York City and was a former public school music teacher. The singer has made over 20 albums since 1970. But let's not forget, she has several R&B top 10 hits and two number one singles. A Little Bit More, Freddie Jackson, and Falling, that charted in 1986. She also had three Grammy nominations. The first one was in 1971 for Best Artist. The second one was in 1976. When she did the cover of Aretha Franklin's classic, Lean on Me, and this earned Melba a nod for the best rhythm and blues vocal performance for a female. Well, Read My Lips released in 1985 and led to the best female rock vocal performance nomination. In 1995, Melba was signed by Buddha Records, where she came out with her R&B album, Peach Melba, which included a minor hit, I Am His Lady. The next year, she released her hit with Van McCoy, that was This Is It, which reached the Billboard Hot 100, the top 20 position on the R&B charts, and the top 10 in the UK, becoming her biggest success in that country. This also became a number one disco track in the UK for that year. In May of 1979, Melba also released two singles called Pick Me Up and I'll Dance, which were produced by McFadden and Whitehead. So in 1982, she signed with Capitol Records, and during her time with the label, she sung her song, Love Coming At You, top 5 on the R&B charts and the top 20 in the UK. In 1985, Melba received her third Grammy nomination for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance for her song Read My Lips, making her just the third black artist after Donna Summers, Michael Jackson, to be nominated for this rock category. In the 1986, still with Capitol Records, she came out with two more hits, Love the One You're With and it's been so long. What I want to do is introduce you to Melba Moore, the singer, and play you her, one of her songs that came out this year. And this came off her Imagine album. So the name of that song is Take Me Away. Pacific Standard Time. For all my listeners out there who are just tuning in, my highlighted guest for this evening is Melba Moore, and the song that I played by the artist was Take Me Away. Hopefully you enjoyed the song. Even if you didn't, please leave me a comment on the main page and let me know what you think. Also, please take a moment to follow L Radio Show. You can do so on the main page at www.blogtalkradio.com/infiniteL. Now, for all you listeners out there who would love to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelcnt.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelcnt.com.
So for all my listeners, what I'm going to do now is give you a taste of Melba Moore, the actress. Melba auditioned for the role in a cult classic pair on Broadway in 1968. And yes, she did receive the role that she auditioned for, making her become the first African-American woman to replace a white actress who happened to be the acclaimed Diane Keaton in the lead role in Broadway. 2 years later, she starred in Prue, which was written by Ossie Davis, which earned her a Tony Award for Best Supporting Actress in the musical for her portrayal of Litabelle. At that time, Melba was one of the first black females to win a Tony Award. Broadway was Melba's entry into the A-listers and threw her into television. She was on shows with the likes of Bea Arthur, Rock Hudson, and live shows she did. All the major clubs around the country, she performed her musical talents. She was on Johnny Carson and all the major TV shows back in the day. This placed her into stardom. Melba Moore also got her own CBS television sitcom called Melba. It the same night as the Challenger explosion, and the show was canceled not too long after. With only 5 episodes being aired that summer. Success began to come more with the top 10 5 R&B hits. Do You Really Want to Love? And Lift Every Voice and Sing. Also, in 1990, Melba had a starring role in the horror film Death by Temptation. Melba's story, like other classic black music artists, is an important story to tell. During the height of the COVID, DJs everywhere began pushing older and younger artists together in social media, and one of the DJs was DJ D-Nice. Often went viral during the pandemic with virtual concerts in order to amplify the importance of black music by showcasing R&B giants alongside newer music stars. Melba was one of the artists DJ Nice lifted up and helped introduce to the younger audience. His favorite song by her is 1978, You Stepped Into My Life. Melba says that it's important for the new generations of musicians and listeners to recognize the long, hard road fought by African-American music artists. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play you her second single. And this also came off the Imagine album that was released earlier this year. And that's Take Her Picture Down.
Love you like I do. She don't love you. She don't love you like I do. What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right. The song you just finished listening to was by our featured artist, Melva Moore. So, I noticed I have a caller on the phone. This is L from L Radio, the producer of the show. Hey, L, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. And so I see that you talked about Melba Moore. You highlighted her, rather. So she's a highlight artist for the evening. Yeah, so you had a lot of good points that you said about her. And I enjoyed the show. And a lot of that stuff I already knew. But for those who are just listening or new to her or don't even know who she is, there was a lot of informative information there that you gave about her. So that I did appreciate. I want to say something about her song, though. That last song, I like them both. But Take Her Picture Down, I think I felt that a lot because of the fact that it reminded me of back in the day when they did the music and that it didn't just sound the same all the way through. I don't know if you picked up on that or not. You know, like even with the bridges and with the chorus and everything, she changed up on it all the way through. That was a dynamic song. I love that song. And that I just want to say I appreciate that. So, yes, definitely we'll be getting that album changed. I like it a lot. Love the album. So far, there were three songs that I know. So In Love, that was the first one. We actually played that song back in December or January when it first came out. That was her first release from the Imagine album. And then now we're playing two others from her, from that same album. But yes, definitely, great album. But I came on to let you know that I went to a concert on Friday. So I want everybody to know about this because it falls into what you're doing tonight. So I went to go see Smokey Robinson. Actually, my children got together and they bought the ticket for me for Mother's Day. But the show wasn't until May 27th. So I went to go see him and it was a dynamic show. I loved it. So for all you out there that haven't had a chance to go see him, he's going to be in your area. Definitely go check him out. I'm saying young and old alike because you can learn a lot. You can see what it was like back in the day and how they performed and the things that they did, even though he brought a lot of new school to his performance. And this man is 78 years old. You won't believe it if you go see him in concert, though, because he doesn't sing like that. And he definitely, the way he was moving across that stage, you would never know how old he truly is. But he, like I said, he was phenomenal. His songs, when he sung some of his new music, and then he also sung some of his songs when he was with Motown, and some of the songs that he wrote for other artists being with Motown. And the beauty of it was is that when he sung his older songs, he sounded just like he did then. I couldn't believe it. It was just great. And, yeah, like I said, I would recommend if anybody gets a chance to go see him, if you want to see something truly amazing, go check him out. Now what I'm waiting for, though, is for them to bring New Edition and Symphonic here. Those are the next two I definitely want to see. Now, I did get a chance to see New Edition back in, I'm trying to think when it was. It was before they broke off into Belle Biv DeVoe and Ralph Tresvant went his way, no sight, you know, before they broke up into the different sections. So it was right when Johnny Gill came in and they did the album with Can You Stand the Rain on it.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal show. Now, they put on a show, and I mean, it's you can tell that they put a lot into it. I mean, their dance routines, everything, it was just to the point. And then their music, their vocals and everything, they sound like their records. They sound like it. And I know I haven't had a chance to hear them more recently in the 2000s, but I did check out some of the videos where they have performed this year. And they still look dynamic, and they still sound good. And this is off of video, so can you imagine what it would have been like if you were actually there? So I would say if you want to get your money worth, definitely go see them. because they are phenomenal. And Silk Sonic, I mean, that Silk Sonic is Silk Sonic. What can I say? I definitely want to see. Not only do you get an entertainment, you get a show, and then they just seem to be funny. I mean, it's just everything. It seems like they throw a little bit of everything into that. But Smokey did the same thing. He threw a little bit of everything into it. He also told us about his Motown days. It was just, like I said, it's an informative, informative and phenomenal show. I just loved it. So, yeah, I got to get out more often to these concerts. Well, you know what? No, I don't want to pay that money to go to a concert that I'm not happy with. So I go to the ones that I know they're going to give me my money's worth, because I'd be highly upset if I go and I don't get that, because they just, you know, tickets cost too much now.
I believe Melba would do
a good show too, would put on a good show too. So she'd be another one too that I would go see. I would like to see her too. I think she'd be phenomenal too, especially with her new stuff. Like I said, all these artists from back in the day coming out now with new music. You know, they're just coming into scenes like these young artists. I mean, her songs are phenomenal.
Correct.
And like I said, and she adds more to it. Like, she did that song like it was supposed to be done, that Take Her Picture Down. I mean, it was just phenomenal from beginning to end. I was surprised when I heard it. I'm like, that. I remember it just took me back, gave me to the memory of the old days. I just loved it. Loved it.
It did.
But anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your show. And you have a wonderful, everybody out there that's listening, have a wonderful evening. And before I go, I almost forgot. Make sure you check out IL Radio Show's Music Showcase, which will air this Saturday on June the 4th at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 p.m., and 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this show is actually broadcast on the first Saturday of each month, so that's why it's going to be broadcast this Saturday. So check it out. We're going to have good music on there for you, and I hope that you're listening in. So, again, you guys have a good evening. Good night.
Good night. All right, everyone. Well, I want to thank all my listeners. And my next show is scheduled for June 9th, 2022, at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And my featured artist will be reggae singer Russell Thomas. And just to let you guys know again, the IL Radio Show Showcase is on June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. This show highlights independent artists from around the world. I hope you all had a nice time listening and have a nice evening. Good night.